Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ave's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
To applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so to consciously come into communion with the ground of being, linking hearts and minds with others like-minded across the airwaves, so we can deepen in our awareness, our conscious way of being. And I believe to strengthen our faith, which is, as we continue with our series of the 12 things cannot do, the 9th, God cannot be pleased without faith. I will confess that I thought that this one, as I was preparing, would be a breeze, that it would be an easy one because, oh, let's face it, over the years, how many times have I spoken about faith and we can't please God without it? But as always, when we do a series, I like to do a deep, deep dive to truly understand and get a deeper awareness and comprehension of whatever it is that is the theme. And I think when we start off to truly understand faith, and faith is something that everybody has, even people who consider themselves atheists, they have faith. It's just that they don't have faith in something that they don't know or believe. They have faith in their abilities, they have faith in gravity, they have faith in many, many things. But to them, because they cannot prove God or believe him to be the truth and the reality of existence, he, she, it does not exist. And I was thinking about, is it that we need God in order for our lives to be blessed? One could say that there are plenty of billionaires such as Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg who are atheists. But I thought, whilst they may be rich in material terms, they certainly are lacking and missing in spiritual and compassion terms. But that's not a subject I will get into today. But simply in pointing out that once you understand principles and laws in terms of thinking, believing, conceiving, and achieving, It is irrelevant whether you believe in God or not. So what is that special something that makes it important to have faith in God so that God will be pleased? And certainly as I prepare these things, I'm always curious and fascinated with what traditional theology and doctrines have about the subject. And one of the things that I pray and trust that for all the years, those of you that have been listening to the Sunday Soul, you know about what I share and suggest and purport, is that you discern for yourself what kind of God you love, serve, worship. Don't take my word or anybody else's word for who or what or how you conceive your God to be. And so when I looked at what it is that traditional Christian thought pleases God and why we needed faith to please God, they suggested things such as it's about obeying God and about obedience, being obedient to God. It's about God wanting to be appreciated. It's about God needing our faith so that he, she, it can feel important. It's about, I don't even think I want to waste any more energy sharing on what they felt it was about. But here's what I would like to propose it's about. For me, faith is that awareness, that understanding that allows us to recognize our own divinity. And it is that that pleases God. That awareness of us knowing who we are and whose we are. If God required, according to some of these Christians, us to love and worship God and know God and make God feel good, then God could have created us as automatons. It wouldn't have needed to give us free will, the ability to choose whether we want to know them or not. It would simply have made it so. And so the pleasing of God is the recognition, I believe, of our own divinity. Our ability to recognize that we, as Jesus said, if we had the faith as a mustard seed, can say to the mountain, move. It pleases God to know that we, as we recognize our own divinity, that we can create the life that we want. My beloveds, it pleases God to see our faith because it can see itself expressing in and through and as us. As I have shared many times on the Sunday Soul, our reason for being, our reason for existence is for God to know itself. If you are all-powerful and all-knowing and everywhere present, how can you experience yourself unless you have something through which is finite and limited to express and experience yourself through? Electricity has existed since the dawn of time. But till we have the development of the electric light bulb or machinery, can we see the power of electricity? And until we see and utilize our faith, can we see and experience the divine, our own divineness? I love the quote that I shared with you yesterday from Beth Moore, who said, faith is not believing in my own unshakable faith. Faith is believing in an unshakable God when everything in me trembles and quakes. I had a conversation with a dear friend yesterday who said that she felt that God wasn't listening or hearing her prayers, that she felt abandoned. My heart, as it does on such occasions, breaks for God, as if God needs me to feel that way. But I feel that way because I get very passionate about how people perceive God, how they limit God, and how they block their own blessings. As I tried to explain to her, and as I shared many times, God can only do for us what God can do through us. I like to use the analogy of a water hose, as I sometimes have to water my pots when the irrigation isn't working. And when there is a kink in the hose, there is a blockage and the flow of the water stops. We are the conduit, like that hose, through which spirit flows. And when we get a kink in our spirit, our own individual soul, there is a blockage so that the universal spirit cannot flow and express through. That blockage may take the shape or form of hurt or regret or unforgiveness or disappointment, or you can list the whole list of adjectives of emotions that can block the spirit. You know it, I know it. If there is a kink in the flow of God to us, we have to unkink it. We are the ones that have to untwist it. God will forever be seeking to flow, but it cannot until we remove the blocks. So yes, in our finite way of understanding, we are thinking and believing that God is ignoring us, or God doesn't hear us, or God won't answer us, forgetting that we have to be clear. We have to be that unblocked conduit through which God can do whatever we are asking God to do. When the psalmist said, draw nigh unto God and God will draw nigh unto you, it's this invitation that we have to do something to reach the divine. Now when I say that, it's not that God is somewhere in the skies. We know that God is both immanent and transcendent. God is right where we are. But until we can unblock and unkink whatever it is within us that is stopping the flow of spirit, the flow of life, the flow of God, we cannot hear the answers or receive the answers or the guidance or the direction for our lives. So without faith it is impossible to please God. It is without the awareness of our true nature, our divine nature, that is displeasing. So my sacred text that I want to share this morning, there's a couple, but the first one, I think we have to always revert back to this one. It's from Hebrews 11:1-6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now that is the King James's version. I want to share with you another version by the Message, because I think this will help you understand those words even more deeply. The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors, set them above the crowd. By faith, we see the world called into existence by God's word. What we see created by what we don't see. It's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Another sacred text from Romans 8:6. A spiritually minded person focuses on the things of God. Their quest in life is to please their Heavenly Father. I believe each of these quotes from these sacred texts speak to the fact that we are to believe in the invisible. We are to believe in the self-existence of the spirit, the life, the universal energy, that which is beyond the names and labels we try to attribute to it. We are to believe that it exists, that it and it alone is reality. It is as we understand its existence, its power, and align with it, that we can truly demonstrate our faith, demonstrate our divinity, and that pleases the life, the source of all that is. I believe there are three effective components of faith. The first is the belief in the invisible existence of that something greater than ourselves that is both immanent and transcendent and all-powerful. The second is trust, that it is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. The third is to have confidence that we are co-creating with it through our thoughts, our words, our imagination, through our positivity. You see, when we look to Jesus, our teacher, our way shower, our demonstrator, our example, he took himself off for 40 days and 40 nights so that he could divest himself of his lower egoic nature, and that he could truly realize, recognize, and align with his higher self, his God self, his true self. So that irrespective of everything and anything that he encountered, he was able to express that faith. He was able to do what was pleasing and what pleased God because he had developed the Christ consciousness and knew that he was one with the Father, one with all that is, one with God. He tried to teach his disciples this level of faith and being. And even when he died and crucified and appeared, and doubting Thomas did not believe, he did not have that level of faith to accept that Jesus did as he said he would and rise again. Hence Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. That is the faith, my beloved. But whilst we are sojourning here on this earth, we need to have. We need to share. We need to experience. I have a short poem from George Santayana written in the 19th century. Our knowledge is a torch of smoky pine that lights the pathway but one step ahead. Across a void of mystery and dread, bid then the tender light of faith to shine, by which alone the mortal heart is led unto the thinking of the thought divine. For my story, I thought I would share a few examples of some biblical characters and their demonstration of faith. We have Gideon in Judges chapter 6 to 8, who was a weak and fearful man who was constantly just hiding and sneaking food to feed his family during a Midianite invasion. But God saw him as a mighty man of valor. And Gideon believed and had faith in God and delivered Israel in spite of overwhelming odds. Then there was a Barak, a man who was called to fight against the king of Canaan, who had 900 chariots of iron and a large army. But by faith he defeated an overpowered foe with only 10,000 soldiers. Then there was Samson, who judged Israel during a time of the Philistine bondage. And he was a thorn in the side of the Philistines throughout his entire adult life. The Holy Spirit would come upon him, giving Samson supernatural strength. He was a man of serious flaws, but God still used him. And by faith, he was a one-man army, killing thousands of the enemy. Then there was Jephthah. He was the bastard son of an Israelite who had been exiled, that was called upon to deliver the people from the Ammonites. He was a hard man who had made bad decisions, and he even sacrificed his own daughter to keep a vow. And yet, whilst the Bible was not putting a stamp of his approval on his actions, God commended his faith. It was faith in God that empowered and encouraged Jephthah to fight the battle. Then there was David, and we're well familiar with David and his life. He accomplished the impossible, lived through the unbearable, and did the unthinkable because of his heart that was filled with faith. Let's bring it up to date to Jesus' time. There was the woman with the issue of blood who'd been suffering for 12 years, but had the faith to say, if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. And the Roman soldier who came for his servant and asked that Jesus just speak the word. Jesus said, such faith I have not seen. You see, these are examples of faith in an invisible God, in an unseen God, in an unknowable God, that is known through our faith, that is expressed through our faith, that is experienced through our faith. My Science of Mind reading is entitled, Strengthen Your Spiritual Muscles. The first one, first quote is from a Whitney Houston lyrics. I didn't know my own strength and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. The second is from Ernest Holmes of Science of Mind. Today we are hearing much about this power and the way to develop it, for as yet we express one in part, being unaware of the whole. The author writes, a scriptural mantra that I embraced for a while was, if God is my strength, whom shall I fear? I would repeat this in moments when I felt afraid. Usually the fear was based in my mind about not measuring up in some way. It wasn't a fear of losing a job or shelter or access to food. It wasn't a fear for my physical safety. It was fear created by my identification with who I thought myself to be. The type of fear I experience doesn't require strength. It requires right contemplation. It requires seeing the truth in ourselves as unique and wonderful expressions of life. Whether we see rightly, when we see rightly, our fear is released. And we lean on our true identity as God. In our human experience, we do need to build strength. Strength is required to have the resilience needed to navigate life on this planet. We need strong faith, strong, consistent spiritual practices, and strong inner centers. Although I do the work to build muscle, I know my mental, emotional, and spiritual strength are perhaps more important. Even if my body diminishes in power over time, there is a power in me that never diminishes. This power lies in knowing I am centered in God, flowing from God, moving in God. When I remember my true source, I am strong and without fear of the world. Because I sometimes forget who I am, taking care of my spiritual muscles through devotional practices keeps me prepared and ready for life. My beloved, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within for our reflective, affirmative meditation this morning. My apologies. As always, I like us to bring our attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, another man who demonstrated a faith that was so deep, strong, and unshakable, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take the next three deep breaths in, let us be cognizant that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, and extend the stomach. And breathe in the breath of life. Hold gently, slowly exhale, inhale, hold. For the third and final time, inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly exhale. Now affirm this truth for yourself. Today, I cultivate the art of having faith. I affirm the reality of the divine presence in my life and deny everything that refutes it. As a child turns to its parents so do I turn to that infinite presence whose creative law can do all things. And I accept the influx of all that makes for richer living. Because nothing is impossible to God. I believe that nothing is impossible to me through God's power in me. I am daring to believe in the greater good. I am forsaking all that has held me in bondage and uniting myself with faith, with expectation, and with the joy. I now live without fear. Today, I have faith in my own affirmations. I know that there is a power flowing through me, taking the form of my belief, acting upon my acceptance, answering my prayer, and fulfilling my affirmation. Therefore, I'm calling upon myself for a deeper faith, a broader conviction, a higher acceptance, a more complete realization. I affirm that every good thing I do will prosper. Every person I meet will be blessed. Every situation I touch will be helped. Everywhere I go, some subtle influence of love and joy and peace will diffuse itself as a glow from the eternal light of heaven itself. From the book of James 2:22, seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. From Anna Torrance 365, Science of Mind. Take a deep breath in as you allow those powerful, life-affirming words to resonate within your being, to be absorbed into your consciousness as the truth and reality for you. And now as we enter into our circle of prayer, you're invited to include anything and anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the unchanging and limitless, infinite principle that exists at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. As we consciously come into communion this morning, aligning our hearts, our minds, our spirits with that divine and infinite intelligence, we can surrender our fears, our worries, our doubts, and allow our faith to deepen in its awareness, in its conviction, in its belief, in its trust, in its confidence that there is an invisible power, the source of all of creation, that is at work in and through all of life itself. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into your presence this morning, shedding every doubt, every fear, every angst, every worry, anything that is blocking the flow of your divine spirit in us, through us, as us. We give thanks that our faith is deepening, that we are trusting, believing, and have confidence in you like never before. That our faith has grown exponentially to know, as Jesus knew, that I and the divine and sacred presence are one. That of myself I can do nothing. It is the Spirit of the living God that doeth the work in me, through me, as me. I have nothing to worry, nothing to fear. I have only you to trust and allow my faith to be in. I take my faith away from appearances and from what is going on in the world, from the visible, and place it in the invisible. Place it in that which is unchanging and unchangeable, that which is the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. My faith is deepening, growing, and expanding in ways that I cannot even comprehend or conceive of. Only I know that right where I am, the presence of the living God is. And I know that as my faith in the presence of the living God that is right where I am expands and increases and is expressing my divinity, you are pleased. There is no great mystery to what pleases you. It's simply the awareness and the understanding and the expressing of our divine nature. Mother, Father, God, let us discern for ourselves our relationship with you. Let our faith increase and grow and expand as we trust the invisible to make that which we require, we pray for, we ask for, we desire, be visible in this world of effects. Always we hold in our hearts at this time our world and everything that is happening in it. Even when our faith is shaken by all that is going on and transpiring, may our hearts come back to the remembrance, to deepen it and connect with you, and to know and remember that you, the divine and infinite intelligence, knows what to do and how to do it. For anything I have not prayed or asked for, I know you will not fail to answer. You will not fail to deliver. You will not fail to bless. For we walk by faith and not by sight. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands, wriggle your fingers, and affirm aloud, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart, and affirm aloud, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Signs of mind affirmation. With God.
With God.
In God.
In God. God.
As God.
As God.
I am strong in spirit.
I am strong in spirit.
And the world cannot harm me.
And the world cannot harm me.
Our Buddhist reflections. If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly,
in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness, if I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all, and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself, and I am at peace. I accept myself, and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without. Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. I am human in expression. Divine in creation. And limitless in potentiality. Illumination for this week, Rumi says, build a ship and there will be great water to greet it. And so, my beloved, as we come to the close, my benediction is we continue with the various interpretations of the Lord's Prayer. This one is by F. McNabb. Good, caring presence within us, around us, and above us. Hold us in a sense of mystery and wonder. Let the fullness of your goodness be within us and around us. Let all the world know your ways of caring and generosity. May we find we have all we need to meet each day without undue anxiety. Overlook our many stupidities and help us release everyone from their stupidities. May we know we are accepted. Strengthen us that we will reach out to the best, always with the faith to rise above the ugly realities of our existence. As we celebrate the gifts you have given us, the rich kingdom of life's possibilities, the power to do good and the triumphs of good, and the moments when we have seen the glory and wonder of everything, you are life's richness. You are life's power. You are life's ultimate meaning, always and for everyone and forevermore. Amen. Amen. So my closing song is by Vertical Worship, entitled Faithful Now. I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I will praise my God for you.
that was vertical worship and faithful now. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday. Until next week, peace and blessings.